Chapter 2. Marley visits Scrooge. The day becomes darker and foggier. The bells of the church are ringing loudly. Snow is falling heavily. The air is very cold. Scrooge looks out the window. He hears some singers singing Christmas songs down below in the street.
Bah! These carol singers!
He grumbles and closes the curtains. He goes to his desk and begins to read the newspaper, but it is too dark, and he doesn't want to light another candle. Candles are expensive. He puts on his old coat and hat, closes the big counting house doors, locks them with a huge key, and walks home slowly to his house. While he is opening the door, he suddenly sees his partner, Jacob Marley's face, looking up at him. Scrooge is shocked. He can't believe it. Marley is dead. What does this mean? He opens and closes his eyes several times. Suddenly, Marley's face disappears, and he can only see the door with its big brass knocker. Scrooge shakes his head.
I'm an old man. My eyes are not so good now,
he thinks to himself.
I imagined it.
He goes into the house. It is very dark and cold inside because he refuses to spend money on candles or firewood. He goes up to his bedroom and locks the door. He doesn't light a candle, but he puts a few small sticks on the fire. He gets ready for bed in the dark. He puts on his nightgown, slippers, and nightcap. He sits in front of the tiny fire and eats some cold soup.
Christmas,
he says as he drinks his soup.
Bah!
He finishes his lonely dinner and gets into bed. He hears strange noises outside. A dog barks. A bell rings. Chains clank.
What are these noises? Are there ghosts in the house?
Scrooge wonders. Then he hears a noise on the stairs, and the clanking chains get nearer. Suddenly, the little fire becomes very bright, and a strange figure is standing in front of him. It is Mr. Marley's ghost. It has a pigtail and is wearing the same waistcoat, breeches and boots that Marley wore when he was alive. It has a long, heavy chain around its waist with cash boxes, keys, padlocks and purses of money suspended from it.
Why are you here?
Whispers Scrooge, trembling.
I come to warn you, Scrooge,
says Marley in a strange, distant voice.
Warn me? Why?
Asks Scrooge, perplexed.
I have been dead for 7 years. I must wander all over the earth. I can never rest. I don't want you to die and become like me,
says Marley.
I want to help you. You are not a good man, Ebenezer Scrooge. But you still have a chance to change. 3 spirits are going to visit you tonight. Learn from them. They are going to show you how to become a good person and save yourself.
But I don't want spirits to visit me,
says Scrooge, afraid.
They are going to help you. You must listen to them, Scrooge.
And Marley's ghost begins to fade away. The bright light from the fire disappears. Scrooge gets up and goes to the window. He looks out. He sees many strange shapes and figures in the dark night sky. Then he closes the curtains and goes back to bed. It is very late, but he can't sleep for a long time.